in the Gospel of John, chapter 17, particularly verses 6 through 19, we have a prayer of Jesus. It's known as the High Priestly Prayer. And in this section, we hear Jesus pray for at least two things. We hear Jesus plead to the Father for the believer's protection. And we hear Jesus point to the Word for their and our sanctification. But get this. This is the eve of Jesus' crucifixion, not the disciples. This is the night Jesus will be betrayed, not them. This is when Jesus will be wrongly accused and mocked and beaten and bear the sins of many upon a cross where he, the sinless, spotless Lamb of God, will be gawked at, spat upon, and have a spear run through his side. Not the disciples. And yet, Jesus prays for them. He pours out his heart for them. And as we will see in the next week, for us as well. As Jesus was facing the cross, his disciples then and his disciples now were literally on his mind and heart. And so this prayer of Jesus takes on a special significance. We don't just read this prayer and learn how to pray. We read this prayer and see the passion of our Savior as he prays for our good so that God can be glorified. We should take this word and place it before us and get on our knees to read this most incredible, holy word. The pages of John 17 should be wet with our tears of rejoicing and awe, and at our being humbled by what we discover there. Today, when you do pray, please pray for Eodu Rodriguez and his family, our missionaries in Cape Verde. And also remember the Po Kadien Life Word broadcast that's heard in Burma.